4. Color with cowbell. You are now in the section of the exhibition dedicated to pastoralism. The object you are touching is a traditional sheep collar with a cowbell from the Lanzo Valley in Piedmont, made between the late 19th and early 20th century. It is made of wood and iron. Gently run your hands along its curved surface. You can feel the warmth of seasoned wood and its rough texture, smoothed in places by time. Under your fingertips, you'll notice decorative carvings, small grooves depicting roses, circles, spirals, crosses, and other designs, part of a symbolic repertoire believed to offer protection. On the sides, you'll feel small metal studs that decorate the wooden band. At each end of the wide curved wooden strip are two symmetrical holes, closed by oblong wooden pieces that support the puntagliera, the structure of wood and leather that holds the bell. Feel the contrast between the texture of the wood and the leather of the puntagliera. Below hangs the matte iron cowbell, slightly flattened in shape. Touch the metal. Note its coolness, weight, and matte surface. Gently shake it and listen to the deep sound of the iron clapper inside. Its tongue is unique, shaped by the bell's oval section. This sound was more than just a noise. It was a form of communication between humans and nature, essential in pastoral life. The collar was placed around the animal's neck, and the bell sound allowed the shepherd to track its movement while grazing. Imagine that sound spreading through the crisp morning air, mingling with the soft bleating of sheep in the pasture. It links the animal to the shepherd, a sensory extension of their bond. Highly decorated collars like this one were also used at fairs, festivals, or patron saint celebrations. In those situations, the collar and its sound became part of collective rituals, a tribute to the bond between humans and animals, and symbols of a community's connection to its land and traditions.